Landing Craft, Administration, 381. Early History. Ordered and delivered as a landing craft infantry, large, for the U.S. Navy, she was built by George Lawley and Sons, Neponset, Massachusetts. She was laid down October 9, 1943, launched on October 29, 1943. She was an LCI 351 class vessel, built to a revised design. The superstructure was enlarged and now occupied the full width of the ship, removing the main deck walkway access fore and aft. The original bridge, which formed the front of the superstructure, was replaced by a raised circular structure located roughly amidships on the superstructure. The defensive armament was reconfigured to reflect this new layout, and was increased to 5 20mm guns. Four were mounted on top of the superstructure in tubs at each corner, and one mounted on the bow. She was transferred to the Royal Navy under the Lend-Lease Agreement on November 1, 1943 and commissioned as LCI L-381. She was part of LCI L Flotilla 265 along with LCI L-382, 383, 384, 385 and 386. They sailed from Norfolk, Virginia to the UK in December 1943. Operation Neptune. Cell 381 participated in the invasion of Normandy, the 6th of June 1944. She was assigned to T Squadron at Portsmouth, part of Assault Force S1 comprising 265th LCI, L, Flotilla, 374, 381, 382, 383, 385, 386, 389 and 390. 266th LCI, L, Flotilla, 241, 375, 376, 384, 387, 388 and 391, and the 39th and 47th LCT flotillas. During the assault she landed elements of the Royal Ulster Rifles, in Queen sectors of Sword Beach. Conversion to an administration ship. In the autumn of 1944 LCI, L-381 was one of 20 vessels that were selected for conversion to landing craft administration vessels. All were LCI 351 class vessels. The designation LCA already existed, so the suffix Q was chosen for the new classification. The conversion work was carried out at Bonus on the 4th and involved the creation of extra office spaces and additional single cabins were installed to accommodate staff officers. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet. On completion of her conversion, LCQ 381 was allocated for service with the East Indies Fleet. After the D-Day landings, plans were made to relocate large numbers of major landing craft from the UK to the Eastern Theatre under the code name Appian. Convoys of craft, referred to as flights, sailed for India and Ceylon, calling at Gibraltar, Oran, Malta, Port Said, Aden, and Bombay. The first flight, sailed on November 15, 1944. LCQ 381 sailed with Flight G as senior officer landing craft, departing Falmouth on February 24, 1945 in company with LCTs 485, 1111, 1159, 1160, 1161, 1309, 7002, and MFVs 1520, 1521, 1522, 1523, 1539. On reaching India, she was initially based at the Cochin Landing Craft Base, HMS Chinkara. No information is available about her activities until she was allocated to participate in Operation Zipper in September 1945. By this time she was based in Madras, southern India, possibly under HMIS Adia, the local naval base. For this operation she moved to Mandapam to join the assault force convoys assembling there. Operation Zipper. After the Japanese surrender, plans to accept the surrender of Singapore were out into action. Originally this was part of Operation Zipper, but political constraints meant that no landing could take place until after the signing of surrender in Tokyo on September 2, 1945. The delays meant that all plans were now to change. Thus, the reoccupation of Malaya would take place in three phases. Phase 1 would be the recapture of Penang Island, Operation Jurist. Phase 2 would be the recapture of Singapore, Operation Tide Race, by the 5th Indian Division, and Phase 3 would be Borne assault of Northwest Malaya in the Port Dickson, Port Swettenham area, with landings near Morib with the 25th Indian Division and the 37th Brigade of the 23rd Indian Division. This was a modified Zipper, carried out as planned and rehearsed, but the covering air and sea bombardment had been cancelled. The forces participating in these three operations were escorted by the battleships Nelson, flying the flag of Admiral Walker, and Richelieu, the cruisers Nigeria, Cleopatra, and Ceylon, with air cover from the 21st Aircraft Carrier Squadron, Royalist, Commodore Oliver, and the escort carriers Hunter, Stalker, Archer, Khedive, Emperor and Pursuer, and 15 destroyers. At 1200 hours on August 28, ships Nelson, Ceylon, Attacker, Hunter, Tartar, Petard, Voyage, Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma arrived off Penang Island for Operation Jurist. On September 1, the C&C East Indies fleet, Admiral Sir Arthur Power, transferred from Cleopatra to Nelson at Georgetown. The official surrender of Japanese forces on Penang Island was signed on the 2nd. At 8 o'clock the following day, 400 Royal Marines under the command of Lieutenant Colonel G.B. Grant were landed from the LSI's Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma. This was Force Roma, formed in July from the Marine detachments aboard Nelson, Ceylon, Nigeria and Phoebe. At 0500 hours on the 8th, Nelson in company with the light cruisers Ceylon and Nigeria, escorted by destroyers Nubian, Paladin and Relentless, sailed from Georgetown to cover the Zipper assault convoys en route to their assembly point off Port Swettenham. They were to be joined by the escort carriers Emperor, Hunter, Khedive, and Stalker to provide air cover for the landings. LCQs 381, 391 and 491 sailed from Mandapam with convoy $1 billion on August 29 for Operation Zipper. LCHs 101, 168 and 248 in company with LCI, LS 115, 121, 127, 136, 183, 217, 256, 266, 277, 305, 311, sailed from Mandapam, India on August 31 in assault convoy JMD-1C. Other convoys had sailed from Bombay and from Cochin, from Madras and Vizagapatam, from Calcutta and Chittagong and Rangoon. The Zipper assault convoys converged on the Malayan coast of Port Swettenham. Once assembled at first light on September 9, the ships of the assault convoys formed into two assault groups codenamed W1 and W2. As for Operation Dracula, senior officer assault group W1 was aboard HMS Nith and that of W2 aboard HMS Waveney. On reaching the lowering point off Morib, the assault group senior officers transferred to the LCHs. It is not clear which landing craft headquarters were used by which assault group. The landings were not a success. Numerous factors and mistakes made by the need to revise the plan several times resulted in stranded vehicles and ships. The beach survey was wrong. The sand was not suitable for heavy machinery, which bogged down and blocked the beaches. The assault was actually an hour late in its execution. Force W was operating on Ceylon time, not Burma time, so the expected high tide had in fact ebbed. On September 12, a new beach was opened farther south, at Cape Brachado, where the 23rd Division landed without any of the difficulties met at Morib. By the time the beaches were closed, Morib on 25th and Cape Brachado on 28th of September, 63,838 troops, 7,337 vehicles and 25,671 tons of stores had been landed over them. HMS Nelson and much of the covering forces sailed for Singapore later on the 9th once the beachhead had been established, arriving there at 08:30 hours on the 10th. Operation Tide Race forces had arrived in Singapore on September 4, 1945, meeting no opposition. By 1800, the Japanese had surrendered their forces on the island to Lieutenant General Sir Philip Christison aboard HMS Sussex. The formal surrender was finalized on September 12 at Singapore City Hall. Over 90 vessels were present in Keppel Harbour and Singapore Roads at the time of the surrender. It is unclear where LCQ-381 went after her release from Zipper operations. Post-war. LCQ-381 was returned to U.S. custody on March 14, 1946, probably at Manila, and struck from the U.S. Naval Register. She was sold on February 13, 1948, fate unknown. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.